Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Chucks, are you familiar with Danny Ruye? Sports talk radio host in D.C., 106.7 The Fan. Okay. Does a show with Grant Paulson. He's also a comedian.
Well, whether he likes it or not, now Charles Barkley is familiar with Danny Ruye.
Got stuck
back
with me.
G&D on The Fan. So Danny's been doing the Barkley impression for our listeners, you guys out there, for a long, long time. He's never done the Barkley impression for Charles Barkley until this week, and in one of the coolest twists on this show in a long, long time, on the BetQL guest hotline right now, we are joined by an 11-time All-Star, a former MVP, a Hall of Famer, and one of the best in the biz when it comes to breaking down hoops. The real Charles Barkley is on Grant and Danny. What's up, Charles? How are you?
Hey, man. Excuse me, man. I'm doing great. Got two big games tonight. So that's all I do now. I mean, I'm stuck in Atlanta for like the entire playoffs. And I sit around and relax all day or try to play golf, but it's raining. And we got the Hawks against my Sixers, and we got the Clippers against the Jazz. So I'm excited to talk to you guys.
Well, first of all, it's an honor. Second of all, are you kind of generally aware all the time that your co-hosts basically just try to find ways to prank you? That seems to be kind of the running theme of the show of late.
Well, man, we have so much fun. Yep. I mean, listen, we talk about stupid basketball. I mean, we're on television from 8 o'clock to 2 a.m. So if you don't have some fun, there's no need to be there. I mean, because it's a long night. I think the people don't understand because we obviously do one East Coast West Coast game. So the most important thing is trying to have fun for 6 hours. And we hope the game is good. That's the most important thing. But if the game isn't good, man, we try to have as much fun as possible.
One of the things I loved about your reaction, not just to Danny's impression, but Charles, this has for a long, long time been obvious that you guys cutting up on each other just feels like buddies sitting around. You don't seem to care at all if people are poking fun at you, if they're bringing out the donuts or whatever. I think we all need more of that in our lives. Is that something that's always been the case for you?
I don't understand how people get upset and don't have fun. I mean, especially doing this crazy and damn stuff we've been going through for the last, how long have we been going through COVID? Almost over a year now.
Like 15 months.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, if you take yourself too serious and then this COVID thing hit, you probably unkilled yourself by now. So I tell people like, yo, man, we played basketball. Now I get paid to talk about basketball. If you take yourself too serious on doing something like stupid basketball and now talking about it, you need to have your head checked. I really believe that. But listen, man, I always believe I'm like the lucky, and I'm not just saying this because I'm on your show. I mean, I feel like I'm the luckiest dude in the world. I mean, I got to play basketball for 16 years. And I've been on television for 20 years, so I haven't had a real job in my entire life. So I should be in a good mood. Think about this. Today I'm getting paid to watch Joel Embiid, Ben Simmons, Trae Young, Paul George, Kawhi Leonard, Donovan Mitchell, Rudy Gobert. I'm getting paid to watch them play basketball tonight. Can you imagine how lucky I am?
Not too shabby. Charles Barkley with us. One of the greatest players I've ever seen. Best in the biz. TNT, NBA on TNT every night, pre, post, all throughout the evening. So, Charles, the coolest thing for me getting to do this, obviously, you guys are heroes of mine, and the show is just phenomenal. So being a part of it even a tiny bit was just the coolest thing. But when you guys couldn't see me and I was on hold, right? So I'm doing the Zoom call. I'm picking up your internal mics and you guys are just shooting the bull with each other. And it was, for folks that didn't see it, there was an award show that was going on that night, and you guys were rightfully so, racking up a bunch of these different awards, right? And there was one that you didn't win, okay? And I'm listening to all this happen pre-show, and I'm just sitting there geeking out. This is the coolest thing. So Kenny asks, didn't we used to win that, or hadn't we won that before? And without missing a beat, you go, we used to win that damn thing all the time until Shaq came on the show. And right away, Shaq said something I can't repeat on the radio. And it was the funniest thing in the world. I'm sitting there slapping my knee. And it really was, it just like on air, you guys behind the scenes are really are that way. That was probably the coolest thing for me.
Well, thank you. Now, we are like that. And I think it's really funny. I wish people could put a mic. Well, first of all, we'd get in trouble.
We'd get fired,
suspended,
yeah.
And kid. Yeah, no question. Especially nowadays, because everybody's the PC people are out overboard right now. I mean, I can imagine you guys.
It's not the time right now, man. They're out there.
It's not the time
just
to go out on a limb.
Stay in your home.
No, I'm just saying this for like. I can't imagine you guys doing a show every day. How crazy it is for you. Like, I mean, it's gotten so out of hand right now. I couldn't imagine having to watch myself. You can't even have fun nowadays without these jackasses trying to get you canceled and things like that. So I, especially you being a comedian,
yeah.
But still just having fun talking about sports. Like, listen, I'm trying to hang on for another couple of years till I'm 60. And then they can kiss my ass because I'm only working to 60. I've already told them that. I said, yo, man, I'm not working till the day I die. That's just stupid. And if I don't have enough money by now, I'm an idiot anyway. So they should fire me anyway. But, like, that's all we ever talk about behind the scenes now. Like, yo, man, be careful going in this direction. I'm like, yo, man, we can't even have fun anymore. We've had fun all these years, and now all of a sudden in the last year and a half, everybody's trying to get everybody fired, and it really sucks. So I can't imagine you guys, like, every day, like, hey, I want to say something funny when something happened, but, yeah, we can't go there. I mean, it's
I'll
so,
say this,
I
Charles, could, we're way less interesting. We're way less funny. There's no doubt.
And neither of us is a Hall of Famer to have that to fall back on. You know what I mean?
There's that, too. But, like, I talk to my wife about this, or, like, even my parents. Like, there's just things we don't even talk about, which is sad. I give you guys credit because on your show, more than a lot of shows like it, you do go after some of the big, real issues in the country. When things are going on, maybe outside of basketball, you discuss them. We're not even comfortable really doing that. So we avoid it like the plague, which is sad.
Yeah, it is sad because my big thing has always been, one of my favorite phrases is, we agree to disagree. I'm not mad. I don't want you to be mad. We just disagree. But unfortunately, it's been happening for a couple of years now. Like, if people disagree with you, they're going to get fired. Or they're coming for your head. You know, and a lot of our bosses are cowards. And instead of saying, hey, you know, it's so funny. I said, context matters. They're like, context doesn't matter. I said, that's total BS. Context always has to matter. But now, if you crack a joke the wrong way, they're like, oh, no. You crossed the line. I mean, they won't even let me talk about San Antonio anymore. You know, what I'm always talking about, them big old women down in San Antonio? They're like, Charles, we got one lady wrote an article. Yeah. I'm like, first of all, I didn't call anybody personally fat in San Antonio. I was just joking around. And well, this one lady wrote this article. I'm like, so y'all going to let one lady? We've been having fun with this for probably 10, 15 years. And when we go to San Antonio, The people are having a blast with it. I mean, the people in San Antonio, they had T-shirts made up. Now, I mean, I don't have to go back there anymore because their team sucks. My life is dictated by how good your basketball team is.
So you haven't been to D.C. in a while?
It's been a minute, huh?
Hey, listen. I'm never coming to D.C. again, unfortunately. No time soon. Hey, D.C., Orlando, Miami, Cleveland, Oklahoma City. Those are cities I might Houston now. These are cities I might ever – I'm never going to see again.
Amazing. Well, here's the thing. Wasn't San Antonio rated the fattest city in the country like 2 years ago? And I have relatives in San Antonio. I've been. Everybody loves eating down there.
Listen, man, I'm from Alabama. Yeah. We've been flip-flopping with Mississippi for the fattest state for the last 32 years. I know that's a fact. So when I'm joking about San Antonio, but like, hey, listen, I'm from Alabama. We it's like I said, every year it fluctuates between Alabama and Mississippi. It's the fattest state. And so I don't really have the leg. First of all, I'm fat myself right now. So I really don't have a leg to stand on. But I'm hoping, you know, man, we're just trying to have some fun. I mean, listen, at 12:45 at night, you like, what can we do to make people, like, I'm going to say stupid things, fun things, hopefully. But it's 12:40, and we, like I said, we go on to 2. So I'm like, hey, at 12:45, and first of all, ain't nothing worse than having a crap game. And, you know, like, people like, you know, nobody's watching this game. Our relative's not even watching the show after this. And then so about 1 o'clock, you're like, man, I'm going to say something just to have some fun. But like I say, now you have to really think about all the fun stuff you used to say.
Charles Barkley on Grant and Danny here on The Fan. I want to know, most analysts in your role that used to play, they will pull punches because they have relationships with players and coaches. I don't know if you feel like you ever do, but doesn't seem like it. Like, you will straight up say a guy had a terrible game, or you'll say they're about to get bounced because he stinks or whatever. Has a guy ever like hit you up or come after you? Because when we say stuff like that, we hear from people, but I wonder if because you're Charles Barkley, you kind of get a free pass.
Oh no. I get a lot of, I used to get a lot more. Yes, to answer your question, yes, I've gotten them from coaches, I've gotten them from players, I've gotten them from agents, and, you know, my problem is, and it's not my problem, I can't criticize some guys and not criticize other guys. I think you lose all your credibility, because that's the one thing I hate about a lot of sportscasters, and one reason I hate old punk-ass Skip Bayless, is because he cherry picks the guys he likes and the guys he don't like. And if you actually have paid attention to him going back, like, you can just tell he hates that guy or he loves that guy. And I don't think that's the way you should do your job. So I made up my mind a long time ago, whether guy's a friend of mine or not, I'm going to tell the truth. And I can sleep good being fair. But I get a lot of calls, not a lot like I used to, from when I first started, from like, yo, man, you a player? I'm like, yeah, I'm a player who just saw you play like crap. I'm not going to get on here and say you played good.
Charles Barkley with us here on G&D. So this is something I can't relate to, because you're famous for everything, everything, your post-career and your career itself. What's it like to be impersonated? What's it like to have a bunch of idiots like me who can, you know, kind of manipulate their voice? Everyone from Caliendo to Ari Spears and me and Jay Farrow and Kenan Thompson, everybody out there is doing you. What's that like?
I think it's awesome. I take it as a great compliment. I've got to tell you this funny story about probably about 20 years ago, this other celebrity calls me, and I never even met the guy. And I'm not going to out him because, you know, clearly he's sensitive. He calls my agent. He says, hey, can this guy have your number? I'm like, of course, he's him. He calls me, and I said, yeah, what's going on? He says, I need your help. I said, sure, anything you need. I says, what you need? He says, I want to file a lawsuit against Frank Caliendo. I'm like, for what? I think, oh no, this true story. I think he's a jackass. And I think we should put a stop to this. We should sue him and say a cease and desist. I said, yo, man, are you really serious? He said, yes. I just think it's wrong what he does. I said, first of all, I've seen this impersonation of you, and it's hilarious. I think mine is hilarious also. But, you know, so I was like, when I got off the phone, I called my agent and my friends. I'm like, yo, man, this dude is like, you wouldn't believe what he called me for. I said, yo, you're one of the most famous people in the world. You should take it as flattery that people actually think about you and want to impersonate you. But he was hot under the collar. I said, hey, you know what? We just look at it differently. I'm going to take it as a compliment. So when I saw your rendition of impersonation, I thought it was hilarious.
Wow.
But let's say, I take it as a great compliment. But I'll tell you, some of these people got zero sense of humor, man. I'm not going to lie.
That's a problem. It's a big part of it, for sure. You said you sit around in Atlanta getting ready to go on air. So what's a normal day like if you're not golfing? What do you like to do?
Well, I'm down 35 pounds. I got 50 more to go because I gained 85 pounds in the last 2 years because I just got two new hips. So that's my goal. I'm actually starting to feel like a human being again, but I still got 50 more pounds. But I've lost 30 since the beginning of the year, and I'm starting to feel like a human being because, you know, being fat, hey, if anybody else want to be fat, that's on them. But my doctor told me, he said, listen, you got the hips now. You can work out again. You're gonna gain 85 pounds in the last 2 years. It's time to get your fat ass in shape. He says, you know what he told me? He says, you know what you see? A lot of fat young people. You know what you don't see? Fat old people, because they dead. And I says, yep. What do you mean? He says, yeah, fat old people, that they don't exist. You can be fat when you're young because, you know, you're young and you're studly. But he said, but fat old people, they drop dead. And I said, I get your drift, doc.
I always tell myself that they just kind of waste, you know, the fat goes away and they get skinny.
No.
That's not how it works.
No. Hey, and a lot of fat old people walking around because they're dead. So that's been my goal since January.
Nice, man.
And so like I say, I've lost 35. I got 50 more to go. Because, number one, I just feel better. Like I said, I still got a long way to go, but I actually feel 100% better.
What's harder for you? Because Danny and I deal with this all the time. We've gone back and forth, you know, with weight and everything. Is it eating good or spending the time exercising? Like, what is tougher for you?
No, it all comes down to diet. Listen, because nobody, as you get older, you can't work out enough to burn those calories. You got to change your eating habits. I mean, you can't. That's the thing. I mean, you can't work, especially my mom. I'm 58. Nobody can work out that hard where you can eat anything. Like when I used to play, man, I would eat two fish fillets and a large fry, but I'd wash it down with a Diet Coke just to make myself feel better. That was my pregame meal a lot.
You ate that on a game night?
Man.
On a game day for lunch.
Oh.
I mean, I love those fish fillets. Tartar sauce is one of the greatest inventions of all time, man. I would go on my way from practice. I'd grab two fish fillets and a large fry and get me a big old Diet Coke. Go home and take my pregame nap, and I was ready to go.
And 30 and 15 that night, man.
29 and 17 later.
Unreal.
Yeah, but you don't. Well, you can do all that stuff when you're young. That's the key. You can do all that crap when you're young, but you cannot do it once you get past 40. And like I say, I was doing a decent job, but in the last 2 years, I've gotten those new. And when I got those hips, I was kind of laid up for 3 months. So I'm not one of those people who can go anything just eating and not doing anything. So that's my only goal between now and beginning of the next season, lose this other 50 pounds.
So what's the kryptonite? Like when I'm trying to do the diet thing, if somebody slides chocolate chip cookies in front of me, pummeled, diet's over for the next 6 months, pancakes, anything,
bread,
carbs are so wonderful. What's the kryptonite, Charles?
Well, I think that the kryptonite, that Talenti stuff, I have to have one of those Talentis every night.
What are those?
The ice cream. It's like the ice cream thing.
Frozen yogurt. Yeah, it's like Froyo.
The frozen yogurt. Talenti is ridiculous. That's probably my biggest kryptonite. And also, my second biggest is not eating in the morning. So my trainer has said, he says, you got to eat breakfast. So, because in the NBA, we practice in the morning. And I never want to get up early. So I never ate breakfast until really in the last couple of years, to be honest with you. So I never ate breakfast because, like I say, I didn't want to go to practice full. So he told me, he said, unless you eat something in the morning and turn on your car, which means, you know, you start burning calories, your body's not going to turn on. So it's been actually pretty easy to lose the weight if I just, like, make sure I eat breakfast. And I have to switch up every 3 or 4 days. I switch up my workouts. Because he said, and the biggest problem with people trying to lose weight, they do the same exercise all the time, and your body adjusts to it, and you won't burn calories. So now, you know, in the best decision I made, I bought myself an outdoor bike with the greatest thing ever. And I just go ride for a couple hours every day during the summer. And, man, I don't even feel like I worked out. I just felt like I took a bike ride. And it's been great. I bought one for my house in Philly. Well, I got a condo in Philly. And I bought one for my house in Arizona. And I just go ride for a couple hours every day. And I'm like, man, I just went for a bike ride. And then, but you think to yourself, like, no, I really just burned up a lot of calories.
Charles Barkley on G&D. This has been therapeutic, by the way.
It's been so awesome.
I mean, he speaks our language with broadcasting and fear.
I bike, too. I don't like Skip Bayless. We're buddies, man.
Yeah, this is happening. Charles, we'd love to keep going. We didn't even get to talk basketball with you, but this was more fun, man.
Well, you want to talk basketball?
Yeah, we want to talk basketball.
Well, let's go. Let's talk basketball.
All right,
I mean, that's what...
We got to take a break. And you want to...
Yeah, you probably got to pay some bills.
We do.
Yeah. Is it cool if we talk hoops after that?
Yes. Hey, right. And what kind of commercials you gonna be playing in case I need some stuff?
I got a Bet Rivers ad coming up here in about 25 seconds.
Well, I'm a FanDuel guy, so I got to stay away from that.
Understood.
The FanDuel Sportsbook, Charles. I got your promo code is GP.
Hey, listen, I want you, Kenneth's one of those New York shysters. Kenneth thinks that every commercial that we show, that he should get some of it.
That's not how it works.
I'm telling you, man. Kenny is a typical New Yorker. They got an angle. He's like, the other 4 years ago, I got a set of tires at the house. And I'm like, TNT, I said, hey, there's a set of tires at the house. What the hell going on? They're like, well, Kenny, we had a tire commercial, and Kenny wanted it, and they felt like they had to send them to the other guys. I'm like, yo, man. They pay us a lot of money. You can afford your own damn tires.
Don't need to get them just because I got them. All right, I'm going to put Charles on hold. Ryan, you keep him company over
Amazing.
There for a minute. And then we're going to talk some hoops with him next. We'll break down the NBA playoffs. How great has this been? How cool. Charles Barkley on Grant and Dan.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right, we're calling Charles Barkley back. We didn't want him to sit on hold the entire break. Welcome back, Grant and Danny on the Fan. He's been incredible. If you missed the first half of our interview before the break with Charles.
Amazing.
Just not talking hoops and talking about life. It was the therapy session. It was a 10 out of 10.
That guy's just so cool. He's just so incredible. I am such a huge fan, and I think everybody else now. If you weren't before, welcome to the club.
I needed to hear a lot of the things he was saying. A lot of it made a lot of sense for me. I think I could kick it with Charles Barkley.
I think the what's greater? The number of runs the Nets scored in their four-game series, or the number of air gun fist pumps when he was going in on various figures?
There's a lot of that. So here's my question to you as we get back in touch with Chuck. Who do you think was the celebrity that he was on the phone with that didn't want Caliendo doing impressions?
That's a great question. It's a great question. It's got to be somebody fit because, like, John Gruden had him out to Raiders training camp, you know, because, like, Caliendo got so famous for doing Gruden. He's done people for forever. Everyone from George W. Bush to, I mean, he was on Mad TV years ago doing some of the best impressions you've ever heard. I don't know. I got to go through maybe a catalog and try to figure that out. I want to get to the bottom of that one. Maybe, I tell you what, I won't say this publicly. Maybe I'll see if I can go through a back channel and figure it out. I'm going to go through a back channel.
I don't think you're going to be able to unearth it, but that would be good. It would almost be better. We're reaching out to him, trying to get a hold of him now. It'd almost be better if it was like a burning star and we just never hear from him again, you know, because he's like, let's talk basketball. Do it next segment. All right. And then he wanted a hold. We're like, no, we'll call you back. But if like he's just on to the next thing now, he's just getting
just
on
living his life, man,
getting on his bike, or it would just be almost funnier if like that was it. And we talk about that for 20 years now, that time we talked to Charles Barkley. And we just never hear from him again.
I know. It'd be so perfect and on brand. But it's again, he doesn't, there's no pretense. There's nothing fake or phony or there's no false front. There's no, well, let me show you guys this one side and then maybe behind the scenes I'm different. It's all the time. It's really who the guy is. The charisma, the joy, the not, as he said, not taking yourself too seriously and how personable, how funny that guy is. Just great, man. That's why he's so good in that role. That's why he's perfect.
We might have a shot, too, at the Barkley Finals with the Phoenix Suns playing against the Philadelphia 76ers.
Wouldn't that be crazy?
That would be a thing. He talked about still having a home in Philly and a home in Phoenix. So you get those two teams together playing head-to-head against each other. It'd be pretty amazing.
Well, after game one, he declared, my Sixers are in trouble. They're in trouble right now. And they're not. They were maybe at the time, and it looked like Atlanta kind of punched them right in the mouth, and they weren't really sure what to do. You've seen some adjustments where Philadelphia's like, oh, yeah, that's right, by the way. We're great defensively, and we have the guy that maybe could have been the MVP of the league and a center that nobody can stop with a bunch of different weapons that can exploit if you guys try to counterpunch.
If we track him down again, just a quick Google search during the break, the thing I'll ask him other than NBA stuff, because we do need to talk basketball, I just saw a story where he apparently gained 20 pounds in 48 hours. That puts you to shame.
Is that true?
I don't know if it's true. I'm going to ask him if it's true or not, but I want to know how that happened, if possible. And then I also found a quote from him where he said he would tell his teammate to throw the ball out of bounds and he would go over and punch Drake in the face. I don't know what that's about, but I think that's hilarious too. So if we talk to Chuck again today, those are the two questions I'm going to ask him.
So at Funny Danny, at Grant H. Paulson, I got a good suggestion here from Fernando. He suggested the celebrity was John Madden. That may be the most famous Caliendo impression. That was the one that he was going on every sports radio show doing before he was doing
Gruden. And he does it way less now.
Yeah.
He doesn't do Madden much at all.
No, it's not as if Madden's in the everyday consciousness, but when he was, his Madden, by the way, is as good as anybody's impression of anybody ever. His Madden is the 10 out of 10. Talking about Caliendo's. I wonder if that's a thing.
But is he one of the most, I mean, Charles said something along the lines of you're one of the most famous people on the planet or something like that. You're one of the most famous people in the country. I don't know if John Madden qualifies for that.
Madden football is pretty famous.
Who are the most famous people he does? He does George W. Bush.
Yep. And Bush wouldn't do that. Bush would be like, Josh, you sound just like me. Let's stay next to each other and talk to each other in the same voice.
He does Al Pacino.
Yep.
Pacino is not calling up Charles Barkley.
No. Pacino's got guys. Pacino's been parodied for 50 years, right? Everybody has done a Pacino. So that, to me, makes a little bit of sense that you wouldn't think it's John Madden, but maybe it's Madden. Who doesn't like it?
We're getting dozens and dozens. I probably got close to 100 tweets from people about the interview. Love Charles Barkley. Saying we have to get him as a regular guest. Yeah, we'll just do that. We'll just get Charles on once a week. I mean, you know, he may want to come on once a week.
It'd
I don't
be
know
neat.
If we have the time
It'd
to
be
give
cool.
him. We can't quite give him a segment once a week. That was a blast. But here's what I'll take out of that, though. I love he really just doesn't care, and he
That's
is,
what it is
legitimately okay with everyone poking fun. You know, I think that that's – there's something to be learned there. I need to get better. I think all of us could get better at that. It's okay if people are busting chops.
So you remember in this, the – I had, I mean, in a sea of incredibly bad takes and incorrect information and getting things wrong. It's what we do. I think Colin Coward's the person that said this, but you've adopted it, and it's certainly true that we write, you know, a dozen columns or more per day.
Right? I think Cowherd's line that I like to say is I write 30 columns a day.
Yeah, there you go.
Meaning every time I give a strong opinion or go on a little rant, that's my column, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And guys we love, like Sverluga or Jerry Brewer or whoever, they write a column every few days, a couple columns a week here or there. We write 30 columns a day, meaning right. You're putting your neck on the line with a take every time you say something.
Sure. And so, whether that's via the show or via Twitter or otherwise, I was completely 100% wrong. I thought, just for the reference of the story, I thought Derek Williams, the dude out of Arizona who single-handedly beat Duke years ago in the NCAA tournament, I thought he was the future. This undersized power forward, I thought it was a rich man's Aaron Gordon, would be able to do everything on a basketball court. He could rebound, he could shoot, he could post. I go, this is it. This is the new era of positionless basketball in this league. He was waived like 19 times, barely could crack a roster. I think ate his way out of the league at one point. Just not good in the NBA at any point in time. And there was never one of those, he might be good, everyone knew right away that guy couldn't do it. And so Old Takes Exposed finds my tweet. And they, after he gets released from like his fifth team, they retweet it with their normal sort of snarkiness. And I'm like, oh my God, that's so funny. I can't believe you guys found that. And it was weird. The reaction from like other sports media people were like, we need more of this. People human, you know, are showing some humility. And I was like, what am I going to say? I'm not going to sit there and defend it. I'm not going to sit there and try to walk it back or pretend I didn't say it. I was completely wrong about that. I think it's okay to remember who's right, who's wrong, and you know, sort of keep score in that kind of a way. It's a pretty normal thing. Just, it's a long way of making this about myself. But the second part is, he's got that times a billion. What does he care? What does he care? He's like, well, my condo in Philly, my house in Arizona, and the place I stay in Atlanta, I've got bikes at each one. It took me 9 months to get a bike that my wife ordered for me in August. That dude doesn't care.
I don't know what I want more. I'm half rooting that he calls back in and we get to do 20 more minutes a little bit later in the show. But I do think it'd be almost funnier if we just never hear from him again.
He just texted me and said, are you guys back? LOL.
So he forgot. So here's what we should do. Let's do this. Blow out the blitz so we have a longer segment, and let's set him up for 4 o'clock.
Okay.
If he'll do 4 o'clock, let's set him up for 20 minutes from now, and let's just – oh, he's calling. All right, so we're going to break. See if he'll do 4. See if he can come on at 4.
This is perfect.
I mean, this is it.
It's almost better.
Whatever this is yep. Exactly what I imagine the experience being. See if he'll do 4 o'clock. Ryan's.
We can hear Ryan's giving him an essay.
Hey, he's struggling.
See, Miss Galinas told us that rainfall is only in one area. It's 50% in a different area.
Our conversation with Charles Barkley is relying upon Ryan hitting a home run here.
It's fine.
All right, we may have Charles Barkley next on Grant and Danny here on The Fan. So keep it right here to find out if we're going to talk to Chuckers. If not, we'll give you a double play. It'll be fun either way.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, I got good news, people. The Charles Barkley Show continues on Grant and Danny today. He will be back with us at 4 o'clock.
I mean, amazing.
He's in, I'm in. That's how I feel about
That's
it.
That's how I feel about it. If you'd like to do it, we'll do it.
So we're kicking this podcast style where we just do long form. I've always wanted to do that anyway, just have a guest on for an hour and say kick the rocks to everything else, but that's not the way it works. So Charles Barkley's going to be back on at 4. Maybe we can get another 20 good minutes out of him. So what, Ryan, we need you here. What happened? You were supposed to call Charles Barkley and get him on the horn. Charles hits up Danny several minutes, basically the end of the next segment, as if we're screwing him over going, you guys calling, LOL? What did he say to you?
Well, let me see if I can find it. I'll get the exact Barkley, quote. Are y'all back, LOL?
Are y'all back? Only 10 minutes ago. So what happened? Explain yourself.
So, okay, Charles Barkley called up with and had his caller ID as well, saying Charles Barkley. So obviously I'm thinking this is his number. And so I jot down his number just in case anything were to drop. You know, that's my job. And so I sent him a text. I was like, hey, Charles, like, we're going to be up in a couple minutes. Call us back at this number.
So can I hold on. When he hung up the first time, instead of waiting on hold, we said we'll call you back. Did you ask him, should I call this number and read it to him?
No, so
you just assume.
No. This is how it went down. I asked him what he would prefer. I was like, would you want to wait on hold, or would you want us to call you back, or would you want to call us back? And he says,
options? Is that a lot of options, Danny? Wait on hold, us call you back, you call us back. Those are the three?
Those are the three
options. I gave him all three. Those are the only three options we have.
Okay.
And so that's what I did. I sent him that text, and he didn't answer that text. And then I was like kind of panicking. I was like, maybe I just talked too much to him, and I just drove him away.
You imagine the panic, though, for poor Ryan?
Sitting
there going, yes. Grant and Danny are so excited, I just drove away their happy guest.
I was panicking. I'm not going to lie.
You saw that. You heard the interview. He seems happy to do it.
Exactly.
He's not going to drive away because you talked to him for 30 seconds.
I don't know. I was feeling a little jittery talking to him. And I'm still feeling a little jittery. It's just insane. So I don't know.
All right. And then he called back in. And what happened?
He called back in. And he was like, I was like, yeah. I thought I sent you a text. And then he was like, no, you didn't. Like he said, I don't know. I was blacked out. Like I was blacked out when I was talking with him, when he was addressing
me.
So
you still can't tell us what happened at all?
I mean, like, I can, but like, it's all just a blur. I don't know. Like, it's just crazy to me.
Danny, you think he's got us covered here?
I don't feel totally comfortable that it's all going to go according to plan, but that's also fun too. Because listen, if we didn't have 20 minutes of Charles Barkley just riffing with us and hanging out in the bank
already, since it's in the bank, whatever happens.
Like this isn't the whole Ovechkin saga where we were supposed to do it remotely and there was the tech shebangus and like they basically couldn't have my mic on and I just sat it out. Like this isn't that. We got great time with Charles Barkley, one of my favorites. People, period. But you know, former MVP,
one of the
greatest players ever.
Entertaining people in the media.
One of our great treasures.
We may end up getting 40 minutes with him because he's coming back on in 12 minutes.
So if I didn't have that in the bank, I'd be a little bit more leck at this point. But I'm not. Now it's just kind of funny.
Now he thinks he's coming back on to talk basketball. I am going to start session number 2. I have to ask him if it's true that he ever gained 20 pounds in 48 hours. And I do also want to ask him if he really would punch Drake and if he's as annoyed about Drake as I am. Those are my two non-basketball things for sure that I have to ask him. If you're okay with
that. Totally okay with that, yeah.
Otherwise, we could do NBA Finals,
we'll get
NBA
some hoops.
Playoffs.
Yeah, we'll get some actual hoops in.
Maybe we could see what he thinks about the Jokic ejection, which was a joke, by the way.
Not great, Bob.
What was that?
I'm not sure, to be honest with you. I'm not entirely sure.
The MVP of the league got ejected for barely touching the nose of a player. I know he swatted really hard, but he barely even made contact. I'm not even sure if they should have called a foul. I don't even think it was a foul. He tried to foul him really hard, but he missed.
I don't know. I just got to find a way to keep Jokic in the game there. Like, I understand if he, like, assaults a ref. I understand if he like pushes somebody or the, it just, that just doesn't seem right to me. I don't know. I get maybe there's a letter of the law, but I, at the same time, I go, well, there's got to be a principle here with this team fighting for their lives down to their last, and the MVP has been removed from the game by my ruling. I got to find a way to maybe bend the rules a little bit. But
time for our double play sponsored by Mattress Warehouse with free next day delivery and setup available on all orders over $7.99 and a 1-year price guarantee. Learn more at sleephappens.com.
Josiah Mayo, Grant, is the name I want you to learn about. This is from the Washington Post. He surveyed the ocean's surface on Friday, watching the bubbles that emerged from his fishing partner's underwater breathing gear. It was Michael Packard's second plunge into the ocean off the coast of Cape Cod. That morning, he had already caught 100 pounds worth of lobster. But the bubbles suddenly stopped.
I heard about this.
Then an explosion of white water erupted from the sea. Mayo wasn't sure what he was witnessing. A burly fish thrashed before him, and for a split second, he thought it was a great white shark. Then Mayo saw its flukes, not sure what a flukes is, cut through the water and observed it violently shake its head. This was a humpback whale, Mayo, 43, told himself as he recounted in an interview with the Washington Post. The long story short is that this dude, Michael Packard, was swallowed by a whale. The whale goes, nah, probably not, goes to the surface and spits him out. Ends up walking away or swimming away with really bad bruises, like a twisted ankle, and like a little bit of like a dislocated knee, and he leaves the hospital the same day.
So I read this story. I immediately dismissed it as this guy's lying. Do you believe it? Is there any kind of confirmation by way of someone else who was with him or a camera or something?
So no camera, but this guy Mayo is on the boat, and then you've got the diver Packard who's got his own account.
And this person is corroborating that this Moby Dick thing took place where this guy got eaten by a whale.
So you got two people.
Poked his way out.
Now, they could both be lying, I suppose. And apparently there are some that are doubting the story's veracity. I don't know.
Well, here's why they're doubting it.
It sounds ridiculous.
A guy got eaten by a whale and thrown up, and he's just going to tell us about what was in the stomach? I mean, that sounds like a Magic School Bus episode.
Yeah, it's a part of Pinocchio.
Miss Frizzle in the bus. They're driving down in there. They're like, look to the left. Oh, that's the heart. Look to the right. It's just tough for me to wrap my head around that.
So apparently a similar incident occurred off the coast of Port Elizabeth, South Africa in 2019 when a bride's whale, never heard of a bride's whale before, B-R-Y-D-E, bride's whale.
I think they always wear white dresses.
Oh, thank you.
The day's always about them.
That's a good thing. Scooped up a marine conservationist documenting a mass migration. Experts who witnessed the event also said it was an accident, noting that the whales are gentle giants. I'm sure they're very gentle. If they decide it's your time, it's your time. We should always remember that. They're animals. When the animal says it's your time to go, it's your time to go.
So you're buying. What are you selling?
That makes me think it is possible.
Oof.
I'm not saying it's likely. Again, you don't have that many divers, that many people in the animal's house. But I do think it's absolutely possible that a giant humpback whale, in its opening its maw to catch all the little fish that it eats by the dozens, just happened to swallow this stupid diver guy. And then was like, this doesn't taste right. And then goes to the surface and spits him out.
My double play, I'll make it really quick, was about these people who got caught stealing a DVD player. And I just think that's the funniest thing in the world. Because don't steal a DVD player.
That's the like, yeah.
When the cops went back to their house to find the DVD players, they also found like Walkmans in mass. They found in bulk a bunch of VHSs and VCRs. And, you know, they saw just all the things that no longer exist in society. But I just thought it was funny that these people got caught stealing a DVD player to take home to do what with? I don't know.
I have so many DVDs that need playing.
You said you do still have DVDs at your house, yeah?
I do still have some, yeah.
But I'm guessing you haven't watched one in a long time?
I haven't opened that DVD drawer since we moved in to our place in September of 2019.
Yeah, I have a new house as well through the pandemic. Haven't watched a DVD one time. All right, Charles Barkley's supposed to join us top of the hour. If not, we'll get back on track. But hopefully he joins us and we'll have another epic 20 minutes with Sir Charles on Grant and Danny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.